Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. Just wanted to call to congratulate you on your anniversary for the best looking, smartest, and of course, most humble fellow I know.
And of course, you're the best Italian restaurant chooser I know in New York.
It's been great blowing hot air with you over the years.
Sending you a huge hug and a snoop. Mwah!
Welcome back to 7 to the Hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Ray Keating, SBE Council, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council. Ray, tell us about it.
We are all things for small business, if you will. We work on public policy issues. We do research. We help out with education issues and help you out in terms of running your business. So if you go to sbecouncil.org, you'll see all the great things there. You can become a member. You can also, if you're interested, find out where your state ranks in terms of policies.
That's
for
really a great report there.
We cover it all there.
And where your member of Congress, how they vote on small business issues, all that's there. Many great reports and research that Ray does and that they do. And I encourage you to join folks and support them with your money. They can use your help. Hey, Ray, we're talking about the implications, this segment, the implications, far-reaching implications of the ruling yesterday, the Janus v. I forgot the other name, ruling on the union case, the federal, state, local government union case that basically makes the federal workplace, I should say the government workplace across the country, a right-to-work environment. And so let's talk about some of the implications. One of them to me is, as I indicated at the end of the last segment, is that there's no way the unions aren't going to lose. They're going to lose membership. Therefore, they're going to lose influence. They're going to lose money, lots and lots of money. They have been consistently donating to the Democrat Party, whether you like the Democrats or not. This is going to impact one of their big donors, right, Ray?
It will. And the question is, of course, how much? So you've got a situation now where if individuals disagree, they don't want to be a union member. They disagree with what the unions are doing and what we get at the policy positions they're taking, so you don't have to fork over any money. So there's certainly going to be, I think, plenty of people that will step up and say, thankfully I'm not coerced anymore into supporting these positions, which is great. Now, the question is, how far does that go? I mean, labor unions are not going to go away in terms of their role in the political and policy arena. But this definitely does, it deals them a real significant blow. I mean, if not, they would not have been so involved in this case. And also, it's going to be significant, and it's going to be a blow against these positions that labor unions have staked out. And listen, to understand what we're talking about, public sector government employee unions. Mm-hmm. Are very strong in terms of a whole host of liberal left-wing, if you will, policy.
Right.
They're
That's
constantly
right.
arguing for tax increases. They argue against any kind
in
of...
In my opinion, tax. One of the reasons why our school systems are underperforming is because of unions. Teachers' unions.
Yeah.
One of my favorite quotes, and I don't remember the guy's name, but he was the president of the National Teachers Association. And somebody asked him about, well, what about the students? He says, students don't pay dues. I don't care about them.
Right. Yeah. No. And you know what? I've dealt with that throughout my career when I've gotten involved in school choice issues and property tax issues, paying for schools. Absolutely. That's the labor unions. Their number one concern are their members, and that's quite frankly, you shouldn't be surprised by that.
No.
Of course, their rhetoric. They try to say that they're there for the children, but that's not the reality.
They're not. They've never been there for the children. They don't even act like that anymore. And this is not about teachers, but it is about bad teachers. The unions protect bad teachers.
Right. Well, that's exactly right. That the labor unions will protect the incompetent teachers, and that's a negative for everybody in terms of obviously first and foremost the children and taxpayers and so on. And it goes beyond. Those are the expected issues where you know, they stake out ground. They're always arguing for bigger government, more spending, you know, blah, 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 blah. But then they also get involved in a whole host of issues that you kind of scratch your head and say, why is the labor union involved on, you know, whatever, pick your issue, you know, climate change or whatever. But they'll be there because this is a, you know, government unions are a major source of activism and dollars for...
And mediocrity, you know, and manufacturing of mediocrity or worse. And no less of a progressive than Franklin Delano Roosevelt thought they were bad.
Yeah.
Hey, Ray, good job today.
As always. It's a great decision by the Supreme Court here.
I think we had a great day yesterday all the way around. Thank you for helping me report on that, Ray. Come back soon.
All right, Jim, take care.
Ray Keating, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget his Pastor Stephen Grant series of novels. Very exciting. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingham, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.